Ecclesiastes 11, verse 4. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. The farmer who waits for the perfect weather conditions will wait forever. There will always be a wind blowing too harshly, or a cold front in the distant future. Clouds are often ambiguous and fickle. If the farmer were to wait for the quote-unquote perfect opportunity, the farmer would miss the planting season and not reap a harvest. The planting season would pass him by if he did not take risks. The foolish farmer is the one who continually says, "I will wait until the clouds pass over. I will wait until the wind dies down." For the sake of his livelihood, the farmer cannot wait for the ideal conditions. Many Christians pass by seasons of their spiritual life because they too wait for the perfect weather conditions. William MacDonald has said, "The man who waits for certainty will wait forever." Do not wait for the ideal conditions to share the gospel. Share it despite your circumstances. Share it despite your inadequacy. Do not wait until you feel like praying to pray. Just take a risk and pray. Do not wait until you have time to study the scripture. Stop looking at the clouds and sow your seed. Stop looking at your schedule and study. You will waste your life waiting for the right moment. In his book, Don't Waste Your Life, John Piper writes, "It is better to lose your life than to waste it." If our single, all-embracing passion is to make much of Christ in life or death, then life is risk, and risk is right. To run from it is to waste your life. All risks taken for the gospel are reasonable. And they're reasonable because you are guaranteed a crop. Scripture says, "My word does not return to me void. It accomplishes all that I please." You are guaranteed success because all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to the one who commands you to take action and sow, regardless of the conditions. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that he will also reap. And if one does not sow, they are guaranteed not to reap. Do not wait until you are certain that you are knowledgeable enough to share the gospel. Do not sit around waiting until you are in the right mood to study God's word or to pray. Take a risk for the gospel. If you perish, you perish. When you stop analyzing the clouds and begin to trust in the cloud creator, you will be amazed at how God blesses the produce of your inadequate sowing. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap.